The Daily Dose for November 7th, from Ezekiel chapter 16, Bad Company. How would you like to be portrayed by some fulminating preacher as related to, but worse than, Sodom? Judah was Sodom's sister. Was the Dead Sea, Sodom's watery grave, useful for anything but the clucking of tongues and wagging of heads for all who passed by? The prophet was saying that Judah's end would actually be worse than the burning sulfur that fell on Sodom for her sexual immorality and violence. That, at least, was instant and devastating. Judah's terminal disease was long and drawn out, like a slowly strangling cancer in the heart. And Sodom was only destroyed after it was confirmed that less than 10 upright people lived in it. What does that say about Judah? Ooh! Not a popular message from Ezekiel's mouth and pen. Maybe it's like living here among the redwoods of California. Once you've been around them for a time, you forget them. After you've seen the Dead Sea once or twice, the reason it's there recedes into your vague memory. Unfortunately for Judah, her memory seems to have been overruled by her desires for the forbidden. Judah still labored under the delusion that she was inoculated against the judgment that fell on her predecessors for less grave sins, that somehow God was going to relent and bring judgment on Babylon for its wickedness and not hers. Ezekiel was given the pleasant task of disabusing the exiles of Judah of that delusion, just as Jeremiah did the same among those still left in Judah. The message of both prophets is the same. Repent and find hope staring you in the face. That's in chapter 17. Refuse and lose everything you've been desperately clinging to. Also in chapter 17. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.